Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and from now on, this podcast will be exclusively Christian-focused. No more secular content here. And with me, I have...
September's over. I can wake up. Did I miss anything this week?
And...
No chance he would not skip Halloween for two Thanksgivings. Fuck that.
I propose we do the opposite. Fuck the holiday that celebrates genocide of Native Americans, and let's just have two Halloweens in a row. Because pagan shit and collecting candy while dressed up in all kinds of freaky shit is fucking badass. Hail Stan.
Yeah, that seems like a good compromise.
By the way, I've been re-listening to that album for the past week or so. Yeah, I think it's definitely tied with Juggernaut Omega for the best periphery. Yeah. But that is just one man's opinion. Maybe also yours as well. Anyway, here we are, episode 147. So what kind of nonsense have y'all been up to in the past week?
Well, let's see. Can't really think of much that's been going on with me the past week. Just been a lot of the usual. Which is nice, although I do wish it wasn't so fucking hot outside.
Ooh.
Like, seriously, it's the end of September. It's almost 100 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Listen to the 16-year-old girl! We have a problem! Stop trying to, you know, be dicks to her for, you know, trying to tell us to save the planet. Be dicks to Billie Eilish all you want, but... come on, leave Greta alone.
Hey, be careful, man. We don't know if she might actually have the power of the stand stone free. You really want to test that?
Yeah. Something, Jolene Cujo on SNL, whatever.
Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, the past week, well, I got my Guns N' Roses Blu-ray did finally arrive in the mail. Thank you.
I'm still waiting on mine. I got the fancy one.
Maybe Wednesday or Thursday. Thursday anyway. I'm now 29.
There. Yay! Oh wait, yeah. That's bad. That's almost 30.
That 1 year close to being 30. It's still older than you. Maybe I'll be the old man in the group.
You know, most of us are old men in spirit. Yeah. Alex at least is.
Yes, I am. I hate all this modern vernacular talk. Speak like human beings, people. Not like fucking weirdos.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about at all. Anyway, as for me, well, just, you know, a whole bunch of stuff, the usual business. I did go to a show on Thursday. Yes, it turns out Thou was playing a free show downtown. And, of course, it was pretty loud and doomy and sludgy. It was awesome. Yeah. Of course, there were some other cool bands there, too. I wish I could remember their names right now. I'm sure it'll come to me eventually. And aside from that, I actually went to a JoJo cosplay meetup, in the area, showing up, you know, as my dude Mista. And it was a fun time, although I still regret losing that, whatever you call those, like, you know those multi-person, like, bike trolley things that you can sometimes rent at parks? I wish I knew what the name of those was, but there was a race in those, and the one I was in unfortunately lost. And the winning cart had Giorno and Mama Bruno in it. The fiends. At least I know I outlived one of them. Ha ha ha! Canon. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, that was basically about it. So now time to move on to our usual business on this show, starting, of course, with the new song discussions. As always, there will be a playlist down in the description so you can follow along with us and, you know, maybe find some new music that you might like. Starting right off at the top here, so, Warbringer, you know, it's been a bit since we've heard from them on a new album, I think, maybe like a couple years or so, but, yeah, they've I think they've been on tour recently, you know, playing shows and stuff, and they've had some new material they've been playing here and there. We finally got a studio version of one of the new tracks they've been taking out on tour, a song called Firepower Kills, and yep, it absolutely sounds like some grade A prime Warbringer. Very fast, pounding thrash, hefty amounts of D-beats in the drums, the frenetic technical guitar work, mixing up all sorts of really crunchy riffs, chugging tremolos, lots of interlocking dueling guitar leads and crazy shredding solos. Yeah, it thrashes, it's wild, it's the good thrash. I always do enjoy me some Warbringer, and this is doing it for me.
I can agree, this is pretty thrashy. It's like taking elements from both Judas Priest and early Exodus, but putting in a lot more speed. I'm intrigued for more. Keep it going.
Yeah, they got some good shit. You should check it out sometime. Now we're moving on to the next couple of songs here, which I could safely say will probably be the only Mark sections of the podcast this week. Yeah, last week was a Mark week. This week is mainly an Alex and I week, you could say. So, Mr. Mark, you have the floor.
All right, then. You heard of Future House before. You heard of one of the members of there, Samuel T. Herring, which we discussed a couple of times on the podcast. I think it was one of those singles once, like maybe last year's.
Yeah, I think it was the most recent one.
Okay. Well, anyway, Mr. Herring has a rap alias. Goes by Hemlock Ernst. Sounds like a Netflix show.
Or like an author of a book or something.
Yeah, that. So anyway, him and producer Kenny Siegel, which I'm guessing he knows producing a lot of like very alternative hip hop acts. Like I heard, like I know he did like maybe some acts, but I don't know, maybe acts by C-Town he might know. But anyway, they were coming out called Back at the House, and they were singing out which called Down, just Down. And I said, even though I haven't heard much of Hemlock Ernst, well, he said rapping before, like, he has a good style of rap, he has a very, you know, I won't say fast flow, but fast, but in the not-obnoxious way, kind of way, like, the way in this verse where he goes, like, parts of the freak discombobulated and spinning off an obelisk, has a speech in the beach, doom bassoon tune typhoon swoon hat heavy in June it's like a very rap fest when he says a bunch of shit, which is cool. He does some cool shit and that's quite nice itself. Like, I don't know much about the other guy, Kenny Siegel. Like I said, I think he's more for doing more underground all the hip hop acts, but yeah, this is kind of all right. I could definitely listen to this in my spare time. Yeah, you got to be up for that track. And our next and last Mark track. So up at one time when I was starting to get on the podcast, I listened to this group called Rat King. At least I tweeted once. One of the members happened to be Wiki, and I think he got a new track with him, because it's a Lucy track. I don't know, he's coming up with an album. And here's the thing, it's being produced by Madlib.
Oh.
That's right, and it's called Eggs. Yeah. Mm. Eggs.
Eggs.
Okay, and we'll say, like, even though I think I haven't read before on some, like, him feature some tracks, but okay, like, this track is particularly nice, mainly because of the whole with the Madlib beat, because his beats are always fantastic. So let's get out the way, the beat here is gorgeous, and even though I not the way he was eggs in the chorus, the whole scope, the poor ordinary folk could be dead on the floor, head on the floor, ass getting scrambled, ass getting poached. Either way, you're gonna be filled for the smoke. Stupid. Okay, I gotta dig that shit. Like, rapping here, this is like, he's somebody that does, I can rap good on a Madlib beat, which, alright, I'm very digging what he gotta say here. But yeah, the track is, Yeah, Chuck is cool. Like it.
All right. Now time to jump back into this whole thing here. So, next up, Straight from the Path. They seem to be a band that absolutely everyone loves and have never courted any controversy whatsoever. I mean, I like them. Perhaps because of that, but anyway. So, they're coming out with a new album November 1st called Internal Atomics. And we have the latest single from that album, Actions Not Words. And yeah, this sounds like pretty much what to expect from Straight from the Path, especially building off some of their more recent albums. You know, of course, the verses are very, like, kind of swinging and shuggy, very sounding, you know, big and booming. The vocals, you know, very shredding, crazy. Lots of lyrics about, you know, basically just how fucked things are these days, because that's what they do. They draw your attention to everything being shit. There are a couple moments here and there where there's kind of these more, I guess you could say, mathcore-ish passages, which kind of feel like they throw back to, like, really early, like, Straight from the Path, like, their first three or four albums, so to say. And to be honest, I kind of like those parts. Like, I kind of wish that Straight from the Path would do that a lot more on modern albums. You know, just kind of mix up the flow a little bit. And then, of course, there's that intimidating bridge and that really lengthy extended breakdown during the back half. It, overall, it's a pretty gnarly banger. Their continued Rage Against the Machine worship is definitely appreciated, given that everybody who's actually been involved with Rage Against the Machine is either sitting on their ass or shitting their pants, depending on which member it is.
Yeah.
Well, I like the intent of the song, what it's trying to go for, but there's just one fatal flaw that ruins it for me, and it's those vocals. I don't want to be reminded of Emur and Attila when listening to a song.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
I could barely get through it. It grated on me. I'm not impressed. I'm sorry.
Okay. We are going to discuss this later. But anyway, let's move on to something that's significantly less aggro. So, as previously mentioned a while back, Alcest, the progenitors of the Black Gay Sound, is coming out with their newest album, Spiritual Instinct, October 25th. We have the latest single from the record, Sapphire, and this one is a bit more relaxed in that there's definitely not any of those, like, black metal blast beat segments or anything. I mean, it opens very slow and moody, building up to this very mid-tempo kind of groove. The vocals are overwhelmingly that very echoing, somber, you know, coated in reverb kind of performance. The song, you know, the groove overall, there are parts with, like, this very dramatic halftime kind of drum groove and everything. There are a couple of, like, those shrieky black metal screams in there. But as a whole, it's really more, like, focused on the melodrama and being somber. And it's definitely a moody time, I'll give it that.
Yeah, laid back, doomy, and gloomy. I like it. But let's be real for a moment. Post-metal is just a fancier way of saying shoegaze.
Hey, I disagree. Shoegaze is boneless post-metal.
My Bloody Valentine would make the differ, but whatever.
My Bloody Valentine can suck a crank. That's right, I'm delivering all kinds of hot takes right now.
All hate mail goes to Robert at TheRealResolution.com. Send it there, kids.
Oh, dear God. Bring it on. But anyway, let's move on. On the subject of Adult Swim singles alumnus, looks like the group Azer Swan is releasing their newest album October 25th as well, and it's titled The Hissing of a Paper Crane. Of course, along with this announcement was the release of the title track from the record, and this is certainly my kind of creepy drone shit. The very ominous intro with this creepy spoken word vocals backed by this kind of buzzing creepy synth, kind of like a swarm of insects creeping up on you. The vocals themselves then eventually get like really buzzy and synthetic and choppy in how they're kind of produced and, you know, edited all together. With the creepy insect swarm synth, dropping in and out and swelling back up. Literally no percussion at all. It's just all those creepy synths and shit, and even the point where they kind of drop out for this brief little serene break, only for the buzziness of it all to hit again, except exceptionally more furious. It's creepy and droning as shit, and of course it is completely my speed.
Well, this was an experience, I'll give it that much. It definitely got a vibe to it, and with this, We have reached our underground Bandcamp quota for the month. Yay!
Yes, pretty soon we will be able to do our own version of It Came From Bandcamp, and we will be coming for you, Melon. But anyway, time to move on to something that I'm pretty sure we can all at least agree sucks. And for a very specific reason. So anyway, you might remember that The Devil Wears Prada is coming out with their newest album, The Act, October 11th. And they've released the latest single from the album, Chemical, and... they got bit by the Imagine Dragon. That's literally all I can say. Why?
You know...
Why?
I'm trying to be nice and give these guys the benefit of the doubt, because, you know, I don't want to be a hypocrite when we've gone over the whole, you just don't like chains, like, you know, that whole thing from a couple years ago. Here's the thing. I don't have a problem with slower songs from this band. Listen to Chicago off of Dead Throne. That song is killer and packs a gut punch to it, whereas this song doesn't. It just has no weight to it. It's designed to be a radio rock single when this band should be the furthest thing from radio rock. Again, listen to Dead Throne. That album is amazing. Barring the one unfortunate in hindsight feature on there, but you know, 9 out of 10 isn't bad.
Oh yeah, we don't speak of that.
No, we don't. And no, we're not going to talk about that band ever again, because they had just... No. Not worth it. Not worth our time. Don't give them any of your money.
Instead, let's move on to something that should get your money, and is definitely worth a lot of people's time. Alex, care to close us out on this last song?
Yes. So, our resident Japanese metal overlords in Baby Metal have a new album coming out next week, actually. Metal Galaxy. And we now have the fifth track that we've heard from this upcoming album. Oh boy, this is a bit of a fun kind of weird. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. If you can't tell, this song is Bollywood as fuck. Yeah, and for those uninformed, Shanti is a Sanskrit term that means peace. And this song feels like it's an incantation for blissful peace, with its very bright, upbeat, almost totally pop arrangement, carrying with it plenty, plenty of Indian influence to it. Think about it. A Japanese band doing a metal song that's styled like a Bollywood track from India. It's weird, but it works. I kind of wish the video just wasn't live footage from them earlier in the summer with all sorts of crazy kaleidoscope filters, but, you know, we can only ask for so much from these gals.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? This song, it bangs. Like, it's definitely a more, like, as you say, Bollywood, because it's kind of dancey as all hell. Like, there's heavy amounts of that kind of Bollywood, almost kind of pseudo-disco, like, syncopation in the guitars and the drums and everything. The sitar coating everything, the way the guitars play off that as well, it is stupidly catchy. Like, a week and a half from when this comes out. But yeah, we're weak.
Mm-hmm.
And that basically about does it for the new song discussion, so we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we got some news to discuss, so stay tuned. And we're back. So we got 4 news topics here, and for the first 2 here, Alex is going to take the lead on things, since they fall into his wheelhouse more than ours.
Okay, so this past weekend saw the annual Global Citizen Festival take place in New York, a philanthropic music festival promoting, well, the fact that we need to save the fucking planet, for one.
Yes.
And going for 2020, they're going to be doing something a little bit bigger. Quoting this Rolling Stone piece, following a year-long initiative dubbed Global Goal Live Possible Dream, which is their initiative to, again, save the fucking planet, there is going to be a 10-hour worldwide concert taking place in various locations, obviously across the world, on September 26, 2020. And interesting choice for headliners. So we have professional wannabe rock star Miley Cyrus. Yeah. Professional Jolene Cujo cosplayer Billie Eilish. And just to make things weird, Metallica.
Oh?
Not the first time they've done this festival either.
Really?
I cannot tell you how neat it was to see Metallica performing in Central Park on MSNBC that one year. But, yeah. And filling out the bill for this global concert event, we have acts such as Coldplay, Cyndi Lauper, Eddie Vedder, Her, Janelle Monáe, Lizzo, very nice, Muse, Ozuna, Ozzy Osbourne, who I presume will still be on his 5-year farewell tour, Pharrell Williams, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Shawn Mendes, for some reason, and Usher, who is still going to be a thing in 2020.
I guess?
Yeah.
Think?
Yeah, taking place across 5 continents, said to be taking place in Central Park in New York, Lagos, Nigeria, and to be announced cities in Latin America, Europe, and Asia. This should be an interesting thing, something we haven't seen since Live Earth in 2007.
Wow.
Hmm.
It's like 12 years, damn.
Yeah, and clearly we have learned nothing since then.
We're kind of stupid like that.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Maybe Greta Thunberg needs to do more death metal renditions of her goal to save the fucking planet.
Yes, death metal will save the world. And it's the, you know, anti-death metal people that'll get us all killed. Them and their god.
Yeah. And speaking of Metallica, something happened in the last couple days that really has me worried. So imagine I'm just, you know, scrolling through my feed, looking at everything, when I see a headline from Metal Injection, and I have to do a double take, because I glance over it, and I'm like, wait, what? What was that? Then I read it and go, wait, what? What?
Yeah.
Oh,
so, this is, God, I'm just going to say it. James Hetfield, the main man of Metallica, he, had a relapse, and he went back into rehab.
Oh.
Nothing has been disclosed over what it was, what led to it, but all reports say that it was a voluntary entry back into a rehabilitation facility to work on his recovery, and as a result of that, Metallica have postponed their planned tour dates of Australia with Slipknot that were supposed to take place later this month. They've given out refunds, and they are planning to reschedule. And they are keeping their 2020 tour dates open, at least for now. No, we don't really know what's going to happen going forward. This is all very fresh, but yeah, imagine my shock reading this and just going, oh, man, no, I'm worried.
Yeah, the rehab stuff is never fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, all we can do is just hope and pray that he'll get the recovery he needs, that he can go back to doing what he does best. Because the world needs more Metallica, damn it! The world needs more Metallica to save the fucking planet!
Yes, Yes, it will.
I can't get over this. We need to start saving the fucking planet. Okay? We only get one. We can't let it go up in flames like in Promare.
Yeah, and as much as I would love for, you know, the LGBTQ community to punch global warming with mechs, unfortunately we live in real life, which is significantly less exciting.
I'll give it 35 years. It'll happen eventually.
Dude, we'll probably be dead in like 15 years. At this rate.
And Kanye will still have not released his new album.
Segway! Hey! It may happen. It'll totally happen eventually. I mean, Kim Kardashian said it, and you can trust her. But yeah, in case you haven't been paying attention, it appears Mr. Yeezus, for a while, has been talking up a new album project called Jesus is King. He even had some kind of a listening party over this past weekend in his hometown of Chicago. He claimed that it was going to be officially coming out on, I guess, Sunday. You know, Jesus rised on the third day, but that still hasn't happened. Apparently, he announced, this is from a tweet from Andrew Barber of Fake Shore Drive, saying, quote, Kanye also announced that he is no longer making secular music, only gospel from here on out. You know, because that's a thing he does, apparently, and he's also claiming that, his music, especially on Jesus is King, is going to be his first attempt at this gospel style fully and featuring no curse words from, quote, either West or his collaborators, Ty Dolla $ign, No Malice, and Pusha T. Yeah, bullshit. Wait,
what?
There is no... Listen, Pusha T is making your album a hard R. Don't even lie to us, dude.
Okay.
And instead, focused almost exclusively on religious salvation. So, when he's fucking a hoe with a bleached asshole, he's gonna be doing it in the name of Jesus. I think. I felt asleep through, like, most of my high school, like, religious studies classes, so, I don't know, maybe that actually happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so, he planned to get no curse from either Pusha T or his brother, No Malice, a.k.a. formerly, you know, since you know the two of them were, you know, clips, you know, like way, way back in the day. Okay, I get No Malice because, you know, he turned to the Lord. But Pusha, I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to say this. Are Chicago rappers having a problem going to something right now? Like, there's Kanye, there's Chance and Vic Mensa, both of them all from Chicago, and they suddenly been fucking up this past year, or in the case of Kanye, a lot of years.
Well, I mean, maybe it's not just rap. I mean, there have been some weird things coming out from Chicago in terms of music, like a certain album that shall not be named.
shit.
Yeah, and this is nothing to do with the music itself, but oh my god, this cover art. Oh my god.
Let me just say, I can illustrate better than this.
Remember how good the cover art of Graduation was?
Yes.
This just looks like it was done with finger paints, and it's something that you hang up on the fridge, going, this was really nice, sweetie. We're going to put this on the fridge so everybody can look at it and admire it. Now, go get yourself a banana, or an apple slice, or whatever kind of fruit you'd like, and just go out. And then the parents go,
shit out. What kind of bullshit is this? Fuck
you, come on. You know, this might have passed muster if you were, like, some indie on-the-come-up, like, Neutral Milk Hotel wannabes. But Kanye, dude, come on, have some standards.
I want a banana. I'm hungry. Apparently, there's going to be a movie accompanying this as well coming out, supposedly.
Wait, what? What
about on October 25th.
I'll believe it when I see it. And I'm not even sure I want to see it.
A movie?
Okay. Yeah, apparently it's a filming of a Sunday service that took place in Arizona. But as per usual, we'll believe it when we see it, and then Kim Kardashian will tell us it's coming out, and then, you know, it doesn't come out.
Yeah, that how it would be sometimes. That how it be.
Something going with good music. I swear.
Yeah, you figure Pusha T has to be figuring out a way to get out of this as soon as possible.
But he's the fucking president of good music.
And he probably has deep regrets about that position.
Oh, man.
Anyway, let's move on from that hilarity to this hilarity. So, I don't know if you've heard, but sometime in November, we're getting Frozen 2, the sequel to the big Disney hit film from 2013 that everybody liked and then everyone suddenly hated. I mean, I still like it, but whatever. My opinions count for nothing. I'm the guy that hates mac and cheese. None of you are listening to what I have to say anyway.
I'm sorry, but what were you saying?
See, exactly. Thank you for proving my point. So, anyway, we're, of course, a couple months out from that movie, and it's about time for the hype machine to roll up with, you know, a couple new trailers, and, of course, the announcement of the soundtrack, because we all remember that Frozen, you know, its musical, it being a musical, had, you know, a lot of big hits, including that one song, You Know the One. But, of course, aside from, like, the scoring and soundtrack and stuff, actually, yeah, the soundtrack. Let's talk about that and who's featured on it. So, first off, let's mention the performers of the three ending credits tracks. There's a song called Into the Unknown, performed by technically Panic at the Disco, but we all know it's just going to be Brendan Urie hooting and hollering for like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then there's this track called All Is Found, performed by Casey Musgraves. I like Casey Musgraves, you know, that's good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last of these, Lost in the Woods, performed by Weezer.
Yeah.
And yep. Sadly, it's probably not going to have any shred guitars.
Yeah.
So this is not the whitest thing I heard, or at least I heard about this thing.
And then, of course, the rest of the soundtrack is just, you know, soundtrack pieces performed by a lot of the cast. Of course, there's, you know, Evan Rachel Wood, Josh Gad, Kristen Bell, Jonathan Groff, of course, Idina Menzel, you know, making sure Disney can get that next Oscar for Best Original Song at the, you know, whichever fucking awards show, because I'm pretty sure Let It Go sweeped house.
Yes, normally they hand out the Oscars at the Oscars.
That is true.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm greatly looking forward to the Frozen discourse kicking up again in November. That's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. I will continue to not care unless they do the thing that everyone wants them to do. But they won't do because they're fucking cowards.
Yeah, take a cue from Studio Trigger and G-Kids. They did the thing. And everybody loves them for it. But yeah, that basically closes out all the main news topics. Now we just have the next and last bit of business here, and that is the new album releases for October 4th, 2019. So starting at the top, we have the newest album from death metalers Geek Creeper with Deserted. The latest project from a Japanese metal act Boris with Love and Evil. The newest project from Insomnium with Heart Like a Grave. A new one from a thrash act, Toxic Holocaust, with Primal Future 2019. The newest one from death metalers Exhumed with Horror. A new solo project from Alice in Chains member William Duvall with One Alone. A new one from punk act The Menzingers with Hello Exile. And pretty much the big one that matters this week, Danny Brown with You Know What I'm Saying. Upside down question mark. So now it's time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, Aura of Azure, where I will continue to be dumbfounded by football games. Because that's just the kind of jock I am, apparently.
Yes. Mark, what about you?
Of course, on Twitter, Metatic Media, where I do stuff. And, of course, the mind I have with WordPress.com. And, of course, this week being that, you know, it's almost October, at least. It's a day. I mean, it'll be October then. But yeah, you know what's coming. You know what's coming. Time of the season, anime stuff, and of course, my new multi-part series, Caution, will be live on my birthday. So there you go.
Yes, that's important. Remember Mark's birthday. Anyway, as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, CuriousCat, at Rob Barracuda. Email me, robert@sorareresolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Google Play and iTunes. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video highlights usually go up on the weekend on the official YouTube channel, so just get subscribed there. Bell tap, you know, that whole thing. Follow us on Twitter, @SuroReso. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website, sorareresolution.com, for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all that stuff. Be sure to jump into our Discord chat as well, where sometimes we post things that are humorous, to us at least. And, of course, a shout-out to the producer, Mr. E, for graciously letting me use his music for this podcast. Links to his shit down in the description. Well, that'll about do it for this week. We will, of course, see you next week. And until then, save the planet.
Do it.
It's hot.
Yeah, it is hot. Do something about it. Save the fucking planet! Cause who?